Like I say, I love the Lord tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful to be gathered out this way. I tried real hard to crawfish on Randy.
Yes,
that's our nature a lot of times. Y'all pray for me. Stay mighty nervous about trying to do anything. I have a desire to. Got home tonight later than normal and just run straight in, got a shower and got me something to eat. And when I was getting ready, I thought, I bet Randy will put me up tonight. Y'all pray for me. I really do need your prayers. I'm bad to get in a hurry and just try to jump right in. And I'm going to try to be real patient and wait on the Lord and hope and pray we can get out of the way and share with you a thought. Whenever Randy first asked me, I kind of expecting it still. I froze up, I guess you'd say. I couldn't even remember where I'd been reading lately. I try to not use bookmarks in the Bible a whole lot because I lean on them so hard. I'll talk for a minute. But I couldn't even remember where I'd been reading at. And sat over there and got to praying that the Lord had just helped me to slow my mind down. And he did. I'm going to read some out of Exodus tonight. And the second chapter. Thankful this evening for my home church and for this group that's gathered out. And I know we maybe have a few of our regular Wednesday nights that's missing, but this crowd on Wednesday nights is a strength to me and a help. I appreciate all of you and love you. Exodus chapter number 2. I'm going to start reading I'll just start in the first verse. It says, "And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch. And she put the child therein and laid it in the flags by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him. And said, this is one of the Hebrew children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, go, And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water, and that's as far as I feel like reading tonight. And I desire your prayers tonight, church, but I have thought about this text here, and I thought about what was going on in this time. The Pharaoh had all of Israel in bondage there in Egypt, as you well know, and he had decided that, seeing how great of a people that Israel was becoming over there, that he was going to start having all the male children killed and letting the female children live tonight. And I thought about how that he was worried tonight, church, that they were growing, and if they went to war against somebody, that Israel over there might turn and fight against Egypt and overtake them. And I thought how he had told them. He said that if it was a male, then we was to kill that thing. He told the midwives there to do this task that he had commanded, and those midwives, they feared God, and they didn't kill those babies the way Pharaoh had told them to do. And Pharaoh came to him and wanted to know. He said, hey, we see these men children running around here. Why is this tonight? And they said, well, the Hebrew women's a little different than the Egyptian women. By the time we get over there, I said, they've already gave birth tonight. But I thought about Moses' mama, how she had that baby. Anybody in here tonight that's got a child of your own, you know how it was. The first time you looked upon that baby, boy or girl this evening, you loved that baby, and you loved it with all your heart tonight. But I thought about how that she looked upon this baby and saw this evening that he was a goodly child. He was healthy, a good-looking baby. So she decided within herself, just like any of us might have done, I'm going to keep my baby tonight. The Bible said that after some time had went by, and she couldn't hide him no longer, that she took and put him in a little old ark tonight. Church, can you imagine what that mama might have been a feeling when she took her baby and cast him out into that river over there? No doubt this evening, there's things in that river, Brother Randy, that could have took the young child's life. But I believe this evening with all my heart that she trusted God. Church, did you know whenever she put him in there, the Bible said Pharaoh's daughter, here she came down to wash herself. Pharaoh's daughter came down to wash herself. There was that baby. I don't believe for just a minute now that that was coincidence or happens chance tonight. But I believe this evening that it was divine intervention. She took and drawed that baby out of the water. There was Moses' sister. She had been watching from over there.
Preacher, I thought all I was supposed to do was come down to that altar, get the help upon my knees and cry out to Almighty God. He'd save my soul. Yeah, you got that much right tonight. I'm coming down. I believe in tonight. I'm the work that Christ done. I believe it upon Him this season.
If you're just a little bit lost,
amen. Yeah.
or if you're as far out there as anything you can imagine, it's the same portion. It's the same wage tonight.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Adam and Eve was over there in the garden. God had put them in a perfect place and given them one rule. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you do, you shall surely die. That was the wage. If they eat of it, they eat of it and they surely did die. In that moment, they were separated from God's presence. I don't want to take nothing away from hell and the lake of fire, but can I tell you tonight?
Thanks, Lord.
The absence of God's presence is hell.
Yeah.
Not being able to feel His presence and experience His goodness and walk with Him in the cool of the evening. Adam and Eve was in hell. When we come to the knowledge of sin, we're in hell. These kids around here that ain't ever come to the knowledge of it, they're safe. They're in the presence of God. I believe that in my whole heart. If we're sitting in here tonight and we've grown cold on the Lord and we've stopped moving forward with Him and towards Him, then we're in danger of hell.
Amen.
Now, I ain't saying you're going to get unsaved. Don't hear what I ain't saying. But if we ain't walking with God, then we're walking without Him.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty plain.
Yeah.
I love you tonight. Thankful for the opportunity to get to try to stand.
Amen. Bless you, Jesus.
Nobody does anything. The Bible gives several accounts, and I've read them and thought we might use them a little different. But nobody does anything without first counting the cost. Whenever we get born again, there's a cost that Christ paid, and we get to benefit from it. When we turn away from God, there's a cost. Heard Josh Cowart say it one time, and I believe it was pretty true. When we willfully sin, in that moment we love sin, that sin more than we love God. He said that, and I thought, boy, that's pretty tough, Josh. I don't know that I said that. But that's the truth. When we willfully sin after we've come to know God, we love the sin more than we love God. I love you tonight. That's as far as I can.